Here's a definition of the perfect job: spending someone else's money. If you're an art lover and get to spend their money on works of art, well, that would be bliss. In Los Angeles recently, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg went shopping with one art advisor and her client.
Actually, it was more browsing than shopping. And at Art LA, a great big international contemporary art fair with dozens of dealers displaying their wares, art advisor Sarah Jane Bruce and client Melissa Keller found several stopping points.
And I thought this was very clever. The medium is listed as pollution on canvas.
The Brazilian artist covered parts of a bare canvas with masking tape and set it out in his studio.
It's so polluted in Sao Paulo that you get this really drastic change in color from where the tape was.
Yeah, it's a dirty gray, geometric shapes, and the white part is what he taped and covered up.
Right. That's so genius.
And disgusting and sad at the same time.
And political. Lots of politics at this LA fair, even if it doesn't seem so at first glance. Kim Dingle paints a huge, luscious-looking layer cake in colors of maple and caramel. But art advisor Sarah Jane Bruce says it is not about dessert.
Her work is dealing with issues of race and gender, but without too much of a heavy hand. And that's what I love about her work. It does have a sense of humor, for sure.
Gallery owner Kim Light, who represents the artist, admires her brushwork.
There's a lot of chaos, there's a lot of movement, there's a lot of gesture. In my opinion, she's one of our great painting masters of our day.
Actually, you know, if you were always watching your weight, this would be a very good surrogate way to get delicious calories into your life.
Are you satisfied with looking at cake instead of eating it?
You could have your cake and not eat it, too.
That's never enough.
Client Melissa Keller, an erstwhile Sports Illustrated swimsuit model, by the way, has been buying art for some years now.
She has the collecting gene.
Yes.
I could tell when I walked into her house.
Sarah Jane Bruce made her house call just before the art fair to get a sense of Melissa's tastes, her interests, her ideas. And then for this maiden voyage, Sarah Jane chose a handful of artists and dealers for Melissa to see. With degrees in art history from Emory and Columbia University and experience at galleries in Atlanta and New York, Sarah Jane Bruce knows a collector when she sees one.
A real collector to me is someone who, it's almost like an illness or a disease. I mean, it gets inside of you and you can't shake it, and it's obsessive and it takes over your life. I mean, if you're a real collector, it's kind of all you can think about, you know? And people usually have that gene, the collecting gene. If they weren't collecting art, they were collecting something else before that.
Since she moved to LA from New York, Melissa Keller has been collecting young California artists. She finds the West Coast art world more approachable, young, open, vibrant. She's looking for works that cost a few $1,000 by artists on their way up. Once Melissa decides to buy something, Sarah Jane Bruce will get 10% of the sale price. She charges clients around $125 an hour to deliver and install a painting or sculpture. But on this day, the young women are looking, not spending, and some of what they see is quite odd.
Are they seriously hair clippings?
Yes, they are hair clippings. Yes. You see, they kind of have like a anthropomorphic quality here. You can see the two eyes, mouth. This one's laughing.
Yeah. I thought they were pencil sketches in line.
No, those are hair clippings.
Moving along, there's a small stuffed creature being sold as sculpture, I guess, with a skunk's head attached to the body of a fox. Melissa Keller admires it.
I really like taxidermy. I have a lot of antlers and things that I collect. I'm from Minnesota. I'm very comfortable with stuffed animals. Real animals.
You don't mind dead animals?
No,
laying
I really
around.
Don't. I think they're great.
Beyond the taxidermy and the body hair, Melissa spots a big painting, mixed media, collage, pencil, silk screen, in paled reds, blues, and black.
That's stunning, that piece.
She likes it. She really likes it. The work, you can see it and other images at NPR.org, is by an Austrian artist named Tilman Kaiser.
So what attracted you to this, Melissa?
love the colors of it, and it's so sort of trekky or something. I just think it's really cool. I've always been fascinated by astrology and stars, and so
it's very geometric. And in some parts of it, it looks like that bustier that Madonna wore those times that Jean-Paul Gaultier designed for her, doesn't it? It looks like that. You sort of see breastplates on it and a little bit of a girdle, but it's also a little Chrysler building kind of architectural. The piece costs $5,800, and Melissa really does like it, but it's sold. But the gallery, Honor Fraser of Los Angeles, is having a show of Tilman Kaiser's works in May. So Sarah, Jane, and Melissa make notes and take business cards. It's the start of a beautiful relationship.
I was truly amazed by how much art I enjoyed here. So I think now would be to study up on the artists that I liked and look at more of their artwork. And then from there, go and work with Sarah Jane on buying a particular piece and seeing what I feel I can afford and what I think is right for me right now and what really grasps me and if it's available.
Sounds like a plan. As the ladies continue their wandering, we feel miles away from that scene in Woody Allen's film Hannah and Her Sisters, when Michael Caine brings a rich rock star to meet a haughty painter.
Dusty's just bought a huge house in Southampton, and he's in the process of decorating.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird place, actually. A lot of wall space.
I told him about your work, and he's very excited.
Yeah, I got an Andy Warhol, and I got a Frank Stella, too. Oh, it's very beautiful, big, weird, you know. But really, I need something. I'm looking for something big.
I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.